All right, church, thank you for checking in. Today we are looking in Joshua chapter 23. We have two chapters left in the book of Joshua, 23 and 24. We're going to look at a part of 23 today, in which Joshua is giving some of his last words to the leaders of Israel. All right, and that's what we'll look at today. A long time after verse 1, chapter 23, when the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their surrounding enemies, and Joshua was old and well advanced in years, Joshua summoned all Israel, its elders and heads, its judges and officers, and said to them, I am now old and well advanced in years, and you have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake. For it is the Lord your God who has fought for you. Behold, I have allotted to you as an inheritance for your tribes those nations that remain, along with all the nations that I have already cut off, from the Jordan to the great sea in the west. The Lord your God will push them back before you and drive them out of your sight. And you shall possess their land just as the Lord your God promised you. Therefore, be very strong to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, turning aside from it neither to the right hand nor to the left. And I'll pause there. That was verse 6. Joshua is old. He's well advanced in years. Israel has peace. And he calls the leaders of Israel to himself to gather around. I've said this a few times, but Joshua is the oldest man in Israel. He and Caleb are the only two in Israel who would remember Egypt, who would remember slavery in Egypt, who would remember the 10 plagues, the crossing of the Red Sea, the Mount Sinai, the 10 commandments, the entire time of 40 years in the wilderness, and the total conquering of the land of Israel. Joshua and Caleb are the only guys that would remember that. And Joshua, of course, was the key leader. And Joshua, you probably know, was kind of the right-hand man and assistant for Moses from the start. Joshua was from his youth an assistant to Moses. So Joshua knows the history better than everybody, literally better than anybody else there. He was there. He lived it. And now he gathers the heads of Israel. Verse 2, summoned all Israel, its elders and heads, its judges and officers, and said to them, I'm old. They already knew he was old, okay? He's in his 80s when they got to Israel. He's already old, okay? So he gathers these guys in, and he has earned their credibility. He's not only old, and you should show respect to the elderly no matter what, right? But he's not just elderly playing the elderly man card or whatever. He earned it. He led Israel in conquering the land. He proved it. All right. But not only that, but his memory stretches back to stuff their parents and grandparents told them. He was there. And so he's earned all their attention. And when he calls them together, they come together. And he summarizes for them the stuff that God told him in chapter 1. That's it. It has not changed. The commands that God gave Joshua to be strong and courageous, to be careful to obey all that God has commanded him, to study God's law and meditate on it day and night, to not depart from it to the right or to the left. God will be with him wherever he goes. Those commandments in Joshua 1 that God gave to Joshua are what Joshua repeats in Joshua 23. Nothing new. He doesn't have to add anything to it. God gave him, he told him how it's supposed to work. Do this and it'll work. Be careful not to do that because that'll blow up in your face. That won't work. It hasn't changed. God's laws are unchanging. God's promises never fail. Our job remains the same. Be faithful to God in everything, period. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged or dismayed, right? Just do not give any, don't give an ear. Don't allow fear to enter your thinking. Don't allow compromise to enter your thinking. No compromise on the core issues of God. By all means, make peace. Blessed are the peacemakers in situations in which peace can be made. But don't compromise God's law. Compromise your own opinions, sure. Unless your opinions are informed by God's commands, and then don't compromise them, right? He hasn't changed. God has not changed. Joshua has not changed. The advice has not changed. It's not really advice, it's command. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. It's a command. It has not changed. And Joshua now, looking back over his life, over his years, looking out at the elders and leaders and officials of Israel, Joshua looks out over this situation and says, guys, it's all true. What God told Moses, what Moses told me, what God told me, it works. It's true, it's right, it's accurate, and now it's your turn. I'm advanced in years. I'm gone, he says. I'm good. I'm not going to lead you anymore. Just like Moses died, Joshua's going to die. Just like you and I are going to die, and we're going to pass something on. And so the core questions, if you're looking at it from your own perspective of how should you live, what should you do, you should live a life that corresponds to what God has already said, so that you can live your life in a way that proves it is true. So start now. Better to have started yesterday, but start now if you didn't start yesterday. Start now being faithful to God and see what happens, so that when you get older and older and older, you will not just have the credibility of an elderly person who, by force, simply by living that long, has gained a certain amount of wisdom, but you have the credibility of an elderly person who has faithfully lived out what God has commanded you. And you have a life that proves it, so that it's not just your words. We have a saying, you know, do what I say, do as I say, not as I do, or something like it for hypocrisy. If you're smart enough and wise enough to know how to say the right thing, then prove it by doing the right thing. And if you do the right thing and you say the right thing, people will listen and all Israel will gather to you. If Joshua was just the oldest man in Israel, but never was hypocritical, and he said, all Israel, gather unto me, I have something important to say, nobody would have come, right? I mean, you wouldn't have the credibility to do it. So let your advice, let your teachings, let your biblical knowledge and wisdom, which I assume you're gaining biblical knowledge and wisdom, I assume you're gaining those things because I assume you're reading your Bible. And so allow that. It's not just the hearers of the law who are justified before God, but the doers. Allow that wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you are gaining from God's word. Allow that to transform your life. Allow that to make you live the right way. You need to live it out. And if you live it out, people will listen to you. And if you live it out and people are listening to you, you'll have something good to tell them. You'll have some good wisdom for them. So that's what I see here in these opening several verses of chapter 23. It's the end of his life. He has the credibility of having obeyed God his whole life. And you know, you might think, well, I don't know. I don't have much life left in front of me. I don't know how old you are. Whatever. Well, start today. Start now. And put God to the test and say, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to live according to God's commands. In everything, I'm not going to depart to the right or to the left. I'm going to be faithful to him. And just see what happens. See what happens when you do that. God bless you. Praise the Lord. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Some more will be farther into chapter 23. See you then.